Next, we visit Inglewood to learn about how a local nonprofit is promoting community engagement through food. Mara Altavitian visited the community's first certified farmers market.
Right now, we're standing here on Market Street in downtown Inglewood. We have a lot of amazing people of color that are out here, a lot of diversity in the community.
D'Artagnan Scorza is the executive director of the Social Justice Learning Institute, the nonprofit that organized the market. The market is held on Market Street in downtown Inglewood. Last week was its first trial run, and like all farmers markets, it featured fresh produce, prepared foods from local artisans, and live music. But while other communities in Southern California have had farmers markets for years, this is the first for Inglewood. It's a major milestone for a community with limited access to healthy food options. Micah Tran manages the market for the Social Justice Learning Institute.
You know, I think for a community that has a stigma, people don't expect farmers markets. You know, we do deserve something like this. Our community has been wanting it for years.
Low-income shoppers can use food stamps, known as EBT, to purchase fruits and vegetables. If customers use their EBT cash to buy fresh produce, a state-funded program matches the amount they spent. Helen Matlock has lived in Inglewood for more than 30 years. She is selling her homemade peanut butter bars and sandies.
When I heard that they were going to have a farmer's market in Inglewood, I just really got excited because I've been a resident of the city of Inglewood since 1989.
Providing a space for local artisans to showcase their products is key. Again, here's Director Scorza.
Very early on, we talked to a lot of our cottage food vendors and said, hey, look, we know what you're doing. Let's make sure you have an opportunity to come out and sell your goods at the farmer's market. This is your community, too.
Young market goers like 9-year-old Zaki were especially excited about sampling the tasty treats.
I'm sampling some flavors of honey, so we're just testing them out to see which one is the best.
For now, residents will only be able to visit the market every third Thursday. But if people continue to attend, it could expand to every week. Organizers hope the market is the first step towards revitalizing downtown Inglewood, which has long been a historical section of the city. Mara Altavitian, Annenberg Radio News.